Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Today's topic is our old friend back pain. Back pain, the second most common symptom-related reason for patients to visit their doctors. Up to 84% of adults have back pain at some point in their lives. The spectrum of illness obviously goes from a pulled muscle to metastatic cancer. A little bit about the epidemiology. It's a little crazy, a little hard to count. There are several different studies, but in a 1990 U.S. survey, back pain accounted for approximately 3% of medical visits. That translates into 15 million office visits. 14% of the respondents in the U.S. Said they had back pain, and 2% had back pain lasting at least 2 weeks. Risk factors for back pain, we know many of them, certainly at the top of the pack, is occupational injuries. That's followed by smoking, obesity, older age, females, interestingly more than men. Sedentary work, which it goes against the occupational, is also a risk factor. Psychologically strenuous work, low educational attainment, not surprising also, workman's compensation and depression. The poem that we're going to look at this week asks a very important clinical question, specifically, how often are serious problems identified among patients who present with acute back pain seeking care from primary care physicians? What did the authors of this article find?
Well, this was an Australian study, and they identified 1,172 consecutive patients over age 14 who had acute low back pain. So that means more than a day, less than a couple months, and who went to see their primary care physician. So it was bad enough to get them to go see the doctor. And they had a form, kind of a checklist for the doctors for red flags. And each of these red flags was associated in the checklist with a specific diagnosis, serious diagnosis like cancer or infection, that they ought to be thinking about if that red flag was there. Now, there were 25 red flags, so there were lots of them, and much broader list than you would usually think of in terms of red flags. So being under 20 or over 55 was a red flag for cancer, for example, or just generally being systemically unwell was a red flag for cancer or infection. So very broad net that they cast. And so they applied this to each of the patients, and the primary care physicians were trained to use the decision guide, and they were asked to classify patients as having simple backache, nerve root compromise, or suspected serious spinal pathology, things like cancer, cauda equina, infection, or fracture. Not everybody received imaging, but they were all followed up by telephone at 6 weeks, 3 months, and 12 months after the initial visit, and the final diagnosis at 12 months was the outcome that they were looking at. A rheumatologist independently looked at a random sample of 1 in 5 patients and also evaluated any patient with a suspected serious cause. So while 80% of the patients actually had one of these really broad red flags, only about 1 in 100, 0.9%, had confirmed serious pathology. There were 8 with fracture, 1 with cauda equina, and 2 with inflammatory arthritis. Nobody in this group actually had cancer or infection as the cause. So bottom line is that in the patients that we typically see in practice, serious cause, like an infection or cauda equina or cancer, is very rare. And I think we can be confident in guidelines that say, you know, let's wait a minute. We don't have to immediately image everybody. So I thought that was very interesting and useful information.
It is useful. And, you know, it's still rare things still happen rarely, and we still have to be on our toes.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's the real challenge of primary care, and I think an underappreciated challenge is that triage that we do, and that, you know, being aware and alert for the very rare, but also not over-treating or over-diagnosing the rest. One other thing, they found that there were four things that were really predicting vertebral fracture, and they are female, sex, age over 70 years, serious trauma in a young person or minor trauma in an older person, and a history of steroid use. If two of those four were present, the likelihood ratio was 15, and if three were present, it was over 200. So those are things to be looking for if you're concerned about vertebral fracture.
Those are very helpful. I mean, I think that that's the kind of information that we need to really help us put patients into the worrisome box, or the, you know, watchful waiting box. So that's very helpful. Thanks. We'll talk with you again next week, Mark. Thanks for going through this poem with us.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.